Hello, I'm Rodney Harrier, the author and host of the Chronological Bible Studies podcast. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. This is the introduction to Chronological Bible Studies, or CBS for short. If you haven't had the opportunity to listen to our previous podcast about why we should study the Bible chronologically, perhaps you would like to do that. It's inspiring and gets us all ready for this introduction. I'll be right here when you return. Before we begin, let's listen to some inspiring music by J. Mann. His name is spelled M-A-N. This will be our intro and exit music. I think it sounds great, and I appreciate him providing it pro bono. If you would visit his website, I'm sure he would appreciate it. Play a minute and a half of his musical selection at the end. Here's a little bit about me. I'm a passionate Bible teacher, husband, father, and grandfather of four children. In 1987, I earned a Bachelor of Science in Bible from Clark Summit University in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. Since then, I've been an active Bible teacher in a variety of church settings. My mission is to help typical people understand the Bible and apply it to their lives. How did I get started writing these chronological Bible studies? In 1995, I started reading the Tyndale Chronological Bible. I was amazed at how the people and the writings were put together in chronological order, and I saw things that I had never seen before, even though I attended a very good Bible college. Especially when I read the Kings and the Prophets put together, I could finally understand why the prophets wrote what they wrote. I read it for 10 years in a row, and then I was looking for a Bible study or devotional that went along with the chronological Bible. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find one in the brick-and-mortar stores or online, and I wanted one for myself and for my students because I started teaching them the Bible chronologically. The Lord burdened my heart and said, "Why don't you write them?" What? 365 Bible studies? Are you kidding me? That's a lot. But then the Lord reminded me, I've given you the raw talent. So with the Lord's help, and I mean the Lord's help, and with some talented friends who donated their services for this ministry, this is the product. I hope it blesses you as much as it has me. What are we going to do on these podcasts? Each week, we will do a review and preview of the lessons, giving some more insights into your Bible reading. Right now, I also have available podcasts for daily Bible studies in Genesis 1 through 24 and the book of Job. You can download and print free chronological Bible reading schedules to go along with these Bible studies. All you have to do is sign up for email. You can do that on my website, www.chronologicalbiblestudies.com. That's easy to remember. Here are some of the things you will experience studying the Bible chronologically. We begin in Genesis. You will be awestruck as you read about the creation of the world and God's redemptive plan. You'll learn how the Psalms fit into the life of David and the history of Israel. You'll see how the prophets influenced the kings and people of Israel and Judah. You'll witness the life of Christ as all four Gospels are woven together into one unforgettable story. You'll travel along with the Apostle Paul as the early church struggles and expands across the world. You'll draw encouragement from the writings of the early apostles as they were persecuted and learn how we can win in the end. As you read the Bible, using our one-year daily chronological Bible studies, you will see how the events, people, and writings of the Bible all fit together in chronological sequence and how they apply to your life. What you learn can change your life forever. Here is the recommended procedure for studying the Bible chronologically. First,
pray that as you read the Bible, that the Holy Spirit will open up your understanding of the Scriptures. Second, if you wish, choose the link for map or timeline to get the setting for each day's Bible reading. All Bible passages occur within a historical and geographical context. Occasionally, there will be other helpful links to introduce a section of Scripture. You may choose any of these as well. Third, choose Go to Today's Bible Reading to go to the reading that corresponds with that day's Bible study or devotional. We have made it convenient for you to read all of the day's Scripture in a link to Bible Gateway. Reading the Bible is very important in that each believer has the Holy Spirit residing in him. God may choose to illuminate and apply the truth directly to your heart before you even read the Bible study. Fourth, read the Bible study, or listen. I present each Bible study in an expositional format so that you are getting the essential theme and message of God's Word and not just my opinions. Occasionally, there will be scripture and other links within the passage for references and more insight. Fifth, memorize the focus verse or copy it down for your future memory. Each verse is chosen to help you remember the theme of the Bible study. Sixth, write your prayer response to today's Bible study in the text box. This is a most convenient, meaningful time between you and God. Only you will see your response unless you let others view it on your computer screen or your phone. When you leave that page, your prayer will disappear. If you want to save it, drag over it and then copy and paste it into a document file or another format before you leave the page. Once you leave the page, the prayer will disappear. Seventh, send us your comments by choosing the email link at the end of every Bible study. Eighth, looking ahead introduces the next lesson. God bless you as you study His Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you can download or listen to each episode as soon as it's available. Thank you for joining us. Now, here is the rest of the inspirational music by Jay Mann.